Hey, everybody, this is Mark Levine from the NYC Real Estate Podcast. If you're just joining the show for the first time, I'm one of the owners of EBMG. We are a property management firm that's been around since 1996, and we manage approximately 100 buildings in the New York City area. This September, right now, is my 25th anniversary with the company, which is crazy. I'm only 45, and it feels like I've been here forever, and it's really been my only job. So I really appreciate you taking the time to come down the rabbit hole of real estate and property management topics with us. If you want to email the show, you could do so at nycrealestatepodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's nycrealestatepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to take your emails, give answers to everything that you have coming across my desk. If you'd like to call me directly, you can do so at 212-335-2723, extension 201. I'm here today just to tell you about a webinar that we are going to be taking part of. It is a Building Budgets for 2024 webinar that's hosted by both Super, who, if you were on our podcast episodes a few weeks ago, Lindsay Liu, the co-founder of Super, is going to be on the webinar with us, as well as Terry Rogers, who is the publisher of Brick Underground. And if you haven't been to brickunderground.com, that's a great real estate website for New York City, and we are a frequent contributor to that. It's from noon to 1 o'clock, and I'm going to leave a registration link in the bottom of this podcast in the description so that you could just go sign up for free and hopefully attend. So some of the things that we're going to be talking about on the webinar are strictly related to 2024 budgeting. It's going to be October, so you're cutting it close to the end of the year if you're on a calendar year for January, but it's a good start. It's never too late. You know, if you haven't done it, let's get going on it. So some of the things that we're going to be looking at are operating costs that are general to buildings. What are different services looking like these days? Over the past few years, we've seen a lot of increases with our elevator companies, with our supply houses, you name it, from a general operating stance, that's going up. And there's also a lot of things that we're going to be talking about with relation to climate issues, maybe Local Law 97, as it relates to filing and, you know, maintaining that your building is energy efficient and lowering your energy use and your carbon emissions throughout the next 6 years is going to be really important. New York City is constantly moving the needle on this topic. And within the last week, they've actually come out with different rules and regulations as it relates to the first tier of it. And most buildings don't get dinged on the first tier, which is 2024, with penalties. But if you do, it's going to be really important that you really evaluate what work is needed. And then you can talk with the city and file for basically a 2-year extension if you're showing a good faith effort. And a good faith effort, really, the spirit of the law doesn't mean that, oh yeah, we intend to do something. They want to see actual contracts and permits that are starting to be taken out for that, but that could at least push you out, you know, 2 years, and we'll talk about that. Some other topics that we're going to hit may be prevailing wage laws, how they relate to your union and non-union buildings. They're different. Union buildings are already assumed to be part of prevailing wage because you do have a union contract and those employees are protected to make enough money, but there's a constant give and take on the buildings that are non-union to figure out if they can afford to pay the prevailing wage to those employees that are there. And if they can't, what are the pitfalls of that? What does that mean for the shareholders, for the unit owners, for the co-op, for the condo as a whole? Those are going to be the discussions that we have on that. Part of the process of budgeting is also looking at your real estate taxes. So we're going to hit upon the tax certiorari process and what it looks like year to year on, you know, protesting your taxes. How does it work? What's the outcome typically? Happy to discuss that. Dealing with planning of capital projects, even though operating budgets and capital projects or capital budgets are different, they still go hand in hand. And having a long view of the next 5 to 10 years is going to not only help you figure out your capital requirements, but it'll also give you the ability to look at your operating expenses and see how those two work together and what are the long-term options so that you don't nail everybody in the building with a huge increase in 1 year. Maybe we get a little bit more strategic in planning about that. Different revenue sources also provide soft income. We can talk about laundry room income, and we can talk about sell sites and, you know, renting out rooms for different events. You know, there's a lot of different ways that buildings can make money. Some buildings consider free amenities as an amenity that they don't want to give up, and they have a hard time transitioning from a free service to a paid service. But a co-op or a condo is really a closed environment where the shareholders and the unit owners are basically not only running the building, you know, and paying for everything, but they're also the only source of revenue, and, you know, they're the customer base, if you will. So just kind of getting creative about that. But if you want to join the webinar, I really would love to have you on there, ask questions and hear what we have to say. Again, it's October 18th between noon and 1 p.m. And I will be dropping the link, as I said, in the description. So please click through, sign up, and we hope to see you then. Until the next episode, have a great day.